Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're at the Town Line Diner here in Franklin. We've had a wonderful morning talking about the history of the town, the museums, the libraries, the schools, the politics. And then we talked about the volunteer fire department with Mr. Wheeler. And then, you know, people here and they come in and good politicians know where to go. And Kathy Austin comes in. By the way, I really, honestly, I've had you on a couple times, not too many times, but what a life. Are you still fluent in Mandarin?
I'm not fluent in Mandarin anymore, but that was my job when I was in the Army.
It's incredible the life you've lived, and you know, to be in the Army, and then you were in Japan, and then you worked in the Department of Corrections for a couple of decades, and you've been serving since 2012 in the Senate. Maybe I forgot my research the first time you came on, or I hadn't done it, but just really, what a life. And so now we're in the situation. We only have a couple minutes, and so there's a lot of stuff to talk about as it relates to what work is going on in the caucus. Are we know for sure there will be a special session?
I don't know that we know for sure that there will be a special session. I haven't seen any dates come out to anybody, although we have a couple of meetings coming up next week that may clarify that.
Where were you on the housing bill?
I voted no.
And the reason?
Because of Eastern Connecticut, because it didn't apply to Eastern Connecticut in any real way. They neglect to understand the fact that we don't have the infrastructure that is needed for multifamily housing, like water
like sewer.
And sewer,
yeah.
And those kinds of things. And for years, since I've been up in the legislature, I've put in for real dollars to do infrastructure. And it's interesting you say that, because Bill Ballinger is sitting just a couple of benches down is from Basra, and I'd gotten them money, and here in Franklin I'd gotten them money to do water and sewer infrastructure. It's taken years just to get some of that constructed, permitted, and put in,
right.
And then it takes years to get some other infrastructure even approved. So
where's the backlog? So you're saying you're good with sort of bringing, like, that would increase the potential for commercial zones in these areas if you could do that. And
that's exactly why we did it here in Franklin. We put water and sewer down Route 32,
right,
and then over towards Murphy Road.
Is there too much regulation? I mean, this is where we get into this dynamic, or is it's good regulation and people just need to be patient?
No, I think that we are overzealous in our permitting requirements and regulation. Takes too long.
Why don't you make that a signature issue? That would be something.
I have tried.
We're talking with State Senator Kathy Austin here on Bryan and Company. You know familiar faces already. I saw you come in here. Like, what is it about these small towns? I mean, it's different than representing the more dense population centers in Connecticut, even though there's no real intense density even anywhere in Connecticut.
Right.
But here, it's pretty spread out.
Oh, I represent a rural swath of Eastern Connecticut, but I consider Eastern Connecticut sort of my home broadly, no matter whether I represent them or not. And I just flat out love it. It's just a wonderful place to be. It's a good community, and it is something that more people should get to enjoy. I look forward to that.
We have some massive issues, and we don't have the time to really do them justice. But, you know, whether it's anticipated cuts to Medicaid or a prolonged government shutdown, do you think it's the state's responsibility to fill all of the voids with federal shortcomings?
I think we need to do a better job of filling some of the voids. And I've talked to both other senators and other people in the General Assembly and the governor. I do think that we have to look at, in particular, food. We're going to see a massive shortfall in the amount of money that we have for food broadly, whether it's for WIC or SNAP or it's for local foods for schools or any of the other programs that help out our farmers. It's going to be a sheer disaster if we don't take care of that.
So you'd be in favor of using, say, some of the rainy day fund to
absolutely
help.
And we have the resources to do so.
The perception of the rainy day fund, we got to go, is it's now like we got to keep it, not use it. But the point is to have it for when you need it. Now the determination is what merits time to actually use it, right? I mean, it's the whole fiscal conversation has changed so much in 10 years here in Connecticut. It's pretty unbelievable.
So I worked in the legislature when we had no money.
Yeah.
And I'm well in favor of having a savings plan. But a rainy day fund is designed for rainy days, and we are having rainy days right now, and we can't have people starve. I go back to the time frame when my mom would tell me what my grandmother did. And my grandmother lived during the Depression, and she said nobody ever left her back door without getting a bowl of soup. And she kept a pot of soup on the stove all the time. Hmm. And I'm fearful that that's where we're heading for people that are not going to have enough food. And food and heat are two quintessential essentials that we have to have for people. And I think that the state has an obligation to make sure that we're feeding people and that we're keeping them warm. I keep my house at 61. Many of the people in eastern Connecticut keep their houses colder. I don't have a problem. I have a heated vest on because it was a little bit cold this morning leaving my house. But and probably just as cold inside my house as it was outside my house. But
that's New England.
That's New England, and that's what we do. But that doesn't mean that we have people that have no heat in their homes.
Right.
And that's what I'm fearful of.
Senator Austin, it's great to meet you in person. We appreciate it. Love the frames, the nice glasses.
Thank you.
They're stylish. We appreciate you stopping in and chatting with us for a few minutes.
Well, this is one of my favorite places to go. I come here every week.
Did you get to finish it?
I'm going to go over there and finish it. I'm going to finish my cup. Most importantly, I'm going to finish my cup of coffee.
Yeah. Thank you very much,
you guys
Kathy
have a nice
Austin.
Day.
You
thanks
too.
For coming to Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.